Move into a market where there's already a demand. Find out what people are already buying and offer an option that is different and has value and stands out. It's a lot easier to do that and a lower friction way of accessing instant revenue than trying to market a brand new idea or come out with something that's never been done before.
This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome back to superfastbusiness.com. I hope you're enjoying these short podcasts. I'm really just condensing down very long discussions into just the bullet points that can make a difference. And today I'm talking about an entrepreneur's cheat sheet. These are some of the important topics that came up in an almost hour-long conversation I had with someone recently. So I've boiled it down to the essential. To succeed in the world of business, there are mindsets and principles that are important to adapt and understand. And here are some of the ideas that are working for successful business owners who I work with and will be useful for you, the aspiring entrepreneur. The first step is realizing that you cannot do everything yourself. You'll be limited to your capacity. You get about 180 hours a month, and beyond that, you don't grow. So if you expect your business to grow, you'll inevitably have to build a team and let them do the things you can't do or don't want to do. Avoid the time traps of doing your own support and the manual tasks of content creation. They are some of the biggest time traps, especially support. As soon as you scale, your support will need to scale. That's one of the first things that I outsourced. And the second thing I outsourced was content creation. In this case, where I make podcasts like this, the team will then go and transcribe and illustrate them and put them up on superfastbusiness.com. There'll be an infographic on this post called An Entrepreneur's Cheat Sheet. Go and check it out and see what the team did, but it wasn't me. I just do the talking. Second step on achieving this is listing down everything you do. With that list, you'll be able to identify the things only you can do and that only you really should do, and they'll be the highest value activities. It will also help you be clearer on what you can easily delegate to other people, which is everything else. There's some things that you might stop doing altogether, which is great. If there's something you're doing that's not getting you any result, just stop doing it. And if there are things that are low value activities that anyone else in the world could do for even a low amount, have someone else do it. The next thing that I see entrepreneurs failing at is they have the wrong business model. So work on your business model. A lot of people trying to sell things at one point to the wrong customers and at the wrong price points. The most common one is to go into an entry-level market where there's virtually no income. I've tried it myself. I've made these mistakes. I tried to sell an acting course to actors. And as you know, actors have no money. They're waiting at cafe tables. So it was a wrong market for me to market to. I've seen other people do the same mistake. They're going into brand new rookie entry-level markets trying to sell something, but of course the people don't have any money, so that's a bad price point. The other thing that I highly recommend, and I've done an entire post on this, is adopt smart strategies like recurring income. That recurring income model is the foundation for a very solid, strong, successful business. Please go and listen to that podcast. And seek to attract the right market. Work out who your perfect customer is and only market to them. Exclude everyone else. You're not for those people. When I run my live events every year, more than 55% of the audience are at the intermediate level and 25% are at the advanced level. I market to the intermediate and advanced level of online marketing. I'm not marketing to startups and I'm not marketing to brand new first timers. There's such a huge education curve. There's no funds for investing. The frustration level's high and I find that's a little bit tiring. I like to work with intermediate to advanced, so I know who my customer is. You need to know who your customer is. Move into a market where there's already a demand. Find out what people are already buying and offer an option that is different and has value and stands out. It's a lot easier to do that and a lower friction way of accessing instant revenue than trying to market a brand new idea or come out with something that's never been done before. Avoid being single point sensitive. In other words, you want to be paid by multiple people. This is what makes a business more secure than a job. If you can access multiple markets, multiple currencies with this global online marketing thing, then all the better. Think of it as the Parthenon, as Jay Abraham talks about, with several pillars holding up the roof. It makes a strong business. So you want to get paid from more than one person. And the single point sensitive point really extrapolates across every part of the business. It's not having just one person who can do any job. It's making sure you don't have just one traffic source or just one product or service. If you can have two, it gives you a little bit of reinforcement. The recurring subscription model, I just want to dig a little deeper on this one. There's nothing more secure than having recurring payment coming from a multitude of people each month or each year on an annual subscription. That model can be applied to a wide variety of industries. Everyone from Amazon to Apple use the subscription model. It's a winner. Now, of course, a foundation for being an entrepreneur is have a great product that actually gives results. People will stick around for a great product. If someone can get an obvious benefit for investing in themselves with you, they're likely to stay subscribed. So if you're thinking of going to a market where it's a bit shady or you wouldn't be happy for your mum to buy the product, don't sell it. Now, there's a myth that more is better, and I want to say that more is not necessarily better. Offering a long list of deliverables can overwhelm a prospect, and it's not as effective as one or two products that work. Or in the case of educational products, a simple action plan that actually gets a result is far better than 10 gigabytes of data that's sitting on a hard drive. So don't think about how many things you can give your customer. Think about, how can I get a result for my customer for the least amount of effort on their behalf? So on that note, think about the result you want with your business. What do you want to achieve with your business? Where are you at? And be brutally honest. The more honest you can be with yourself and the deeper questions you can ask, the better results you'll get. What do you need to do to get from where you are now to where you want to be? What does that bridge look like? And then be prepared to walk across that bridge, to do the things that you need to do to get there. Let's talk about consumption here. Successful entrepreneurs are going to create more and consume less. Did you watch 3 hours of TV today? Or did you sleep in, stay up too late and get ineffective? Or are you reading a business book first thing in the morning? I suggest you prune back your inbox, cut back on your Facebook socializing, spend more time on activities that will benefit your business. That means you want to be the one sending emails. You want to be the one creating the content rather than reading it. If you can be the creator, the sender, you're going to be more successful. Maximize your energy reserves. There are some great resources on this. Tony Schwartz talks about it in his book, and he has some lovely TED Talks. There's also a great book called Willpower, Rediscovering Your Greatest Strength. I recommend you read those, because if you were to read The Power of Full Engagement by Tony Schwartz, you're going to understand that this is an energy management game. Do your most powerful, most important tasks when you're at the peak of your energy, and do quality work. Have a cutoff time for your business activities so that you don't run too late and become ineffective. And use tools like Rescue Time to track where your hours go. It will give you a pretty good analysis, and it's free, of where you spent your time this week on your desktop. See if you can trim it to be more effective. Have shorter deadlines. If you're setting annual goals, you're probably so far away that you're not really taking them seriously. An evaluation of your business every 12 weeks can yield much better results and more progress because you have shorter deadlines and it gets real. There's a good book about this called The 12-Week Year. I recommend you read that too. As Peter Drucker said, do the right things rather than doing things right. Rather than be a perfectionist and getting everything ready and all your ducks in a row, just do the right things. They don't even have to be perfect. Focus on the things that really matter rather than being that perfectionist. And if you just do some of the right things, and the two parts here are do and right. You've got to do it. You can't think about it or talk about it or say what you're going to do. Show me what you've done, not tell me what you're going to do. And then you have to do the right things, not the wrong things. If you do a lot of the wrong things, it's not going to get you any closer to success. So do the right things. Use frameworks. Frameworks are mental shortcuts. Frameworks and templates can maximize your success by using a consistent process to deliver desired results. Much like the airline pilot is using a framework when he goes through the checklist, you know, engine, yes, other engine, yes, fuel, yes. Make sure you've got checklists and frameworks and templates. The more you can systemize your workflow, the easier it is to do things like creating this content. And my final tip for the entrepreneur cheat sheet is question everything. Where are you at in life? Is it where you want it to be? And why are you there? What assumptions did you make to get there? What things did you hold true that may not be? What was the programming happening to you when you were a child, when you were getting told nursery rhymes, when you were at school and your teacher, who was probably very well-meaning but is a salaried employee who probably went to school and then went to school and then went to school? So they may not be the best person to teach you how to be an entrepreneur. So question everything. Question all of your beliefs and everything that you hold true to see if they're still accurate. A questioning mind is not static. It can adapt to and initiate change. And if you can master change, your business is going to make it. That is an entrepreneur's cheat sheet. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you found value in this, could you please do me a favor? Share this podcast episode with someone who you care about. And if you could hop along to iTunes and leave me a rating, I'd really appreciate it.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.